While parts of the western United States have been sweating out an unusually hot summer, the Northeast has enjoyed a break from the heat this year. As commentator Amy Dickinson notes, a chilly summer is still summer.
Up north, it's the soft edge of summer. It's been unusually cool this year, but we've acted like it's hot, lying around, lazy and useless in our sweaters and shorts, keeping the windows open and letting the grass grow scruffy because we've lost the will to mow. For the last 8 weeks, we've eaten only finger food, things cooked outside and eaten off of sticks and buns. It's been ages since anyone has washed a fork. The corn has come and almost gone. The kernels are big and yellow and a little tough, and we've gotten fussy about it. Earlier in the summer, the cobs were slender and the kernels were snow-white and looked like little baby teeth. The sweetness made you dizzy. The bounty of the backyard garden is overwhelming, like something out of a B-movie from the 50s, as vegetables grow and grow, and everything ripens at once. People have stacked mounds of extra produce in pyramids at the edge of their driveways with signs that say, "Please take." But who can look at another giant squash or a tomato the size of a baby bottom? Last week, someone brought a bushel basket of cucumbers to church and passed them around after the collection plate. Goldenrod is edging out the phlox, which replaced the lupin last month. Loosestrife and cattails compete for moisture and line the ditches, which are dry. The world seems wilted and bone-tired. Evening comes a little earlier each day, and nature takes over, and you're too tired to fight it. Nights, people stay in their houses, behind screens, and watch reruns or read paperbacks. Over at the high school, the boys are trying out for the football team. They run wind sprints and the obstacle course in the morning and scrimmage in the late afternoon. The other day, I stopped to have a look. They were lined up at the locker room door, waiting to get their pads, nervous and impatient. The sound of the coach's whistle came at me, slicing through the afternoon, and I got a tiny hit of that old fear. Inside, the desks are stacked in the hallway while the janitors do the tango with their huge floor buffers. Empty yellow school buses rumble through town, pacing their routes without distraction. In the mail, a list of supplies the children will need for the year. It reads like haiku. Washable markers, box of crayons, pens and pencils, Kleenex optional. "Please take me with you," I want to plead to my kid. "Take me to school. I want to be you." Every summer I get handed a little reminder that I'm not who I think I am. I fall off my bike on Main Street or find myself hiding in the basement during an electrical storm. My best laid plans are half realized, but I don't seem to care. Fall will come, and I'll start all over again.
Amy Dickinson spends summers in upstate New York.